وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hussein Latifi and you're listening to your program for Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we are talking about the concept of a human being in the Holy Quran. And we were talking about how Quran designates perfection for human being and what are some of the obstacles in the way of perfection in this journey that we have ahead of ourselves. And we talked about the carnal desire of the soul, and now we're talking about shaitan, the concept of shaitan or iblis in the Holy Quran and the differences that are there. So we said that we should make the distinction between superstitious beliefs and teachings or ideas about shaitan and the correct ones that are in the muhkamat, solid verses of the Holy Quran. So we should start from the solid teachings one by one. The first one is that there is something called shaitan. There's a being that is actively tempting people to do wrong things, is actively trying to misguide people from the right path, and is happy when people are fallen into the trap of hellfire and the vices, and is unhappy when people make success in the path of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's a being called Iblis, and he's from the jinn. He was not one of the angels. According to some faiths, they believe that shaitan was an angel, fallen angel. No, he was not. Kana min al-jinn. Quran explicitly states that he was from the jinn. But he could make it among angels because of the too many years that he worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of his worship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him some position among angels. And then the story of creation took place, and shaitan did not listen to the order and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and istakbara in some verses that he showed conceit, and he could not get humble towards the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In some other verses, wa kana kafura, he was ungrateful towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him so much, blessed him with so many things, but for one tiny thing, he could not get himself to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the story. He had a role in deception of Adam alayhi salam. And because from the creation of Adam, he got somehow jealous, and he had a role. Because in some religions, when you ask about shaitan or what happened that Adam alayhi salam took from the fruit of that tree, they blame it on Eve, Hawa alayhi salam, which we don't accept that it was the sin of Hawa alayhi salam. No, it was shaitan deceiving both of them. Actually, there is a beautiful hadith that when the children of Adam were talking to him and they asked him, father or grandfather, why did you listen to shaitan? As you know, Quran says that shaitan went to Adam and Eve and he told them that if you take from the fruit of that tree, you will be eternal beings and you will have mulkan la yabla, you will have a kingdom that will last forever. So their children once asked them, why did you listen to shaitan? Adam said, in all honesty, at that time I did not know somebody could take a lie, could fabricate a promise and swear in the name of God. Because وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاسِحِينَ. Shaitan said, by God, I'm wishing well for you. I want you to be good. And Adam said, at that time, I did not know that it's possible for someone to lie because it was my first time encountering a lie. So this is the role of shaitan. And Quran says, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ. He is your enemy. Be careful. And recount or remember the story that he had with your father. We will have a break and we come back to talk a little more about this being in the Holy Quran.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In the first segment, we talked about how Quran's account of shaitan is different from other accounts, and that it's a real thing. And Quran says, take shaitan as your enemy because he is your enemy. And he also made your father leave paradise. You should also be careful not doing the same to you. So it is real. But what does it mean? I mean, some people, they accept the existence of shaitan, but they are taking his power beyond the limit. Like they believe that shaitan could do things in their lives, could interfere in their lives. Or for example, shaitan can, I don't know, create some troubles for me in life. No, that is not true. According to the verses of the Holy Quran, Quran clearly says, Shaitan says, وَمَا كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ. I don't have any dominance. I don't have any control. It's not that I can make decisions on your behalf. Because some people, they blame it when they make mistakes. They blame it on Shaitan. It's true and not true at the same time. It's true that Shaitan has a share in the devices and the sins that take place on earth. But it's untrue because it is those people themselves who had given room to shaitan in their life. We will read some verses that says it is because of their own mistake, previous mistakes, that they have given some control, some room to shaitan to tempt them to have influence on them. Whatever shaitan does is in the form of temptation and seduction. So Quran says, first of all, what shaitan, whatever he does it gradually. So you should be careful. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً وَلَا تَتَّبُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Do not follow the footsteps of shaitan, meaning that shaitan doesn't come to you with a very wild suggestion at the beginning. So he comes step by step, like for example, small things you do here and there. And once you follow these steps, because they are in accordance with the desire, then it arrives at a level that there's a verse that says, إِنَّمَا اسْتَزَلَّهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ بِبَعْضِ مَا كَسَبُوا. Those people who made a big mistake on the battlefield, there were some people who made a big mistake disobeying the Prophet on the battlefield. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَوَلَّوْا مِنْكُمْ يَوْمَ الْتَقَى الْجَمْعَانِ. Those people of you who ran away on the battlefield. إِنَّمَا اسْتَزَلَّهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ بِبَعْضِ مَا كَسَبُوا. So it wasn't like that shaitan on that day could prevail over them just from zero. No. It was because بِبَعْضِ مَا كَسَبُوا, some things that they had done in the past that had opened the gates for shaitan to get some control over these people so that shaitan could take the fruit of that wrong steps in the time that he had planned to. So this is one thing we should be careful, that shaitan doesn't have control, and even the influence that he has over some people, he doesn't develop it just overnight. It is a matter of gradual influence that he develops over a person due to steps that he put forth for that person. Little mistakes, then they continue, they get bigger, And then in a moment, he does his job in misguiding and taking people into the wrong direction completely. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us confront the tactics and the plans of shaitan. Thank you very much for listening. Inshallah, we will continue this discussion in the following episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد